News Talk 1620 WTAW, and Sergeant Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, is here. And unfortunately, we've had two or three fatalities on wet roads this past weekend.
Yeah, we finally got some rain, so it's been a while, so the roads are going to be kind of slick. So we're going to have to slow down out there, increase that following distance, and realize it's going to take a little longer to stop. Obviously, the better your tires, the more tread you got, the better you're going to be off from hydroplaning, but that seems to be part of the problems that we're having.
Let's move on to School Bus Safety Week.
Yes, coming up here October 17th to the 21st, it's going to be School Bus Safety Week. Expect troopers throughout the state and along other police departments doing what we call a ride along with school buses on targeted areas where there seemed to be a problem of people not obeying the law on passing a school bus when they weren't supposed to.
Which, once again, this is one of the oldest laws on the books as far as traffic goes.
Yes, and what's new about the law, they've increased the fine. It goes up to $1,250. So if you can afford that and you want to risk that and maybe possibly run over a child, if you can live with that, I strongly discourage that. And the violation is still out there, so we're still enforcing that and watching out for them type of violations.
We move from School Bus Safety Week to litter pickup.
TxDOT put out a report. They spent about $47 million last year in 2012 on litter pickup. 31% of that is cigarette butts, believe it or not. And I don't know if people do not know or what they're thinking is, but a lot of it, throwing the cigarettes out. Obviously, we got rain now, so we got some greener grass. We don't have to worry so much about the fires that they may cause, but we really need to do a better job of not throwing our trash and make sure we're securing things in the back of our trucks and make sure things are not blowing out, because $47 million, I'm sure we can use that money doing something else. So it does cost the state and taxpayers money when they're having to have to clean that up before the mowings and stuff that you see going around.
Visiting with Trooper Jimmy Morgan in the Department of Public Safety, we've talked about the next topic a little bit, but deserves a reminder or two about luggage racks, particularly on the back of vehicles.
Yeah, you see that quite often. People vacation and stuff and different events, they'll put these racks, tailgate party are now and football games and stuff, so they don't have room to put it in their bed or their vehicle. So they load everything up on the racks. They don't get the exemption that you get on your handicap and your bicycle rack, so be mindful if you do put one of these racks on to leave an opening on your rear license plate so it can be observed. If not, you can actually get stopped and cited for that violation.
The other option, I guess, would be to move the tag to the back of the rack.
Yes.
Except that's not lighted, probably.
Well, yeah, they make, I mean, obviously you can get racks that, depending on how much money you want to pay, I guess, they have lighted racks on them. And that's an option if you want to keep that, depending how much you want to keep that rack on, if it's just temporary or more full-time, depending how you're going to have it, how long you're going to have it on. So another thing, license plate flippers, I don't know if we talked about that, which seems to be a lot of people doing things to get past the toll roads and stuff. So they've added that to the penal code. And obviously, if you get caught with one of them, it's Class B misdemeanor. The TxDOT have an effort now in working with the toll people and collecting unpaid tolls. So if you do go to your speaking of tax collector, if you do go to get your vehicle registration in the future and you owe tolls, that unpaid tolls, I guess, then they're working with them to not reissuing you your registration until you get them paid up. So something to think about.
And then about passengers on motorcycles.
Yes, this year they added a law, 547.617, states if you have a passenger on a motorcycle, the motorcycle must have foot rest and hand rest for that passenger. Doesn't really say you have to use them, but you got to have them. So I guess if you don't, there's aftermarket that you can put on there. I've actually seen them on the newer ones, so I don't know what models do or don't, but just be mindful if you're going to have a passenger on your motorcycle, they have to be equipped. And also be reminded, model 1975 or newer, you have to have daytime running lights on that motorcycle, and that just helps people see you, especially during daytime.
and always have your lights on, regardless of your vehicle, when it's cloudy or when it's raining.
Visibility less than 1,000 feet, lights have to be on.
And even if they don't have to be, it's probably your best interest to have them on.
The more visible you are, the better you are, I say.
Yeah, for sure. Still have another minute or so. Anything else that's going on in your drives and...
Another thing that was added, county roads vary from county to county, and some are good, some are bad, some are windy, some are straight, whatever. But the legislation did add where your county commissioners can take a 60-mile-an-hour county road and give the county, if it meets the requirements, they can raise that speed up to 70 miles an hour on a county road now. So something to pass on there.
And otherwise, people pretty well behaving out there?
Yeah, for the most part. Things are going, you know, like I say, when it rains like that, we expect a few wrecks. And so we just encourage people to slow down, like I say, increase that following distance. And like I say, it doesn't take much to start hydroplaning.
And with this latest construction zone out here on the freeway, people behaving there?
For the most part, I guess College Station PD and them stay busy with that. But for the most part, everybody's slowing down and moving over for TxDOT. Hopefully they're doing that. So remind everybody that's a new law also that you have to move over just like any other law enforcement or emergency vehicle.
Okay, very good. Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.